Tell me a little bit about your journey from Haiti to America.
Of course, my pleasure. In 1992, Haiti, people were killing each other, they were burning each other. Really, it was a tough time for Haitians, and my parents saw really no surviving alternative for me to stay there, and so they decided to allow me to fled the country and, you know, allow me to take the banana boat, one of the banana boats with my cousins to come here to the U.S. I was 13 at the time when I left them, and I was able to survive 3 days in the ocean with my cousin in the banana boat. We didn't have any IDs, no food, no water. We didn't have anything but our clothes. After 3 days, we pretty much you're waiting to die.
Whoa.
And we didn't know what was going to happen. We saw people were, you know, jumping in the water, thinking that, well, we might as well kill ourselves. God allowed the U.S. Coast Guard to capture us. They sent my cousins back, and they transferred me to Boston, Massachusetts. And so at 13, I had to be an adult to take care of myself. I didn't speak a lick of English. So I picked that up in school. And as I was going to school, I was able to get a restaurant job, you know, bussing tables. And so I was able to survive. I couldn't afford to put, two or three outfits. I was going to school with just one for the entire year.
Oh, so you was below the poverty level then?
Most definitely.
Has it been a void there for not, you know, growing up, you know, with your parents?
Definitely. You know, I didn't have the luxury to come home from school and have food on the table for me, dinner ready, or have my dad to throw, balls with, or do any of those things. You know, sometimes I wanted to cry. I wanted to blame them for allowing me to come here at an early age and not having anybody to cater to me. But I didn't use that as an excuse. If anything, I used it as a motivator for me to get up there. And even to the point that I didn't speak great English, and I still don't. But I didn't allow that to lead me to be unsuccessful.
You graduate from high school?
That's correct. During high school, I ran cross country and track.
Oh.
And that allows me to earn a scholarship in Florida. I was able to run there and acquire my bachelor in business administration.
You've done pretty good.
Well, anytime that I have a test that I struggle with, I think about, you know, my struggle in the ocean for that 3 days. And I think about my childhood, you know, I think about when I was 14 working. You know, those memories are vital to me to keep me going.